Cut the clock ticking. Stop the signal now, put down those vase. Gemara says, Baruch Huna says, Yom Kippur Chalis B'Shabbos, by Knivas Yerek, Locha is also do it on Yom Kippur, in a Mincha, even from Mincha onwards, and Baruch Huna says it's Mutter. The Gemara's Mashkon is that since we saw Klaiso doing it for Mincha, therefore they send the Geras from Eretz Yisrael, even Baruch Huna asks it. Now first, what's Pesham the Sugyo? So among the Rishonim, there are four basic Pshatim, where Rashi discusses what's the definition of Knivas Yerek. He says that the words are natik olim min aklokim klilash vosam. He came to cut the leaves off from the branches, from the stalk. The way how the Rishonim explain Rashi, they explain that Rashi means to take off the bad leaves from the good leaves. Therefore, in fact, the Rishonim upon Rashi, what happened to Lacham mitzab barish min isa deraiso, and therefore it was a mutab in a minchal maylachos din deraiso. They do point out, the Bach, the Gital point out, Maisa, that's not the Gersh of Rashi Lepanenu. Rashi says no such thing, mitzab barish, Rashi, not discussing any bad leaves. Rashi is discussing just the end of cutting. That's one malach. Another malach in the sugya is the Rambam, the Rach on the page. They write clearly the case of discussing moving option. They're discussing not such good leaves from the branches, from the stalk that this yarek is. Now Mitzal Boru over here explains the Magen Mishnah, which get back to Kolam Boru, that since Be'etzem they're right to eat, except only Adei Shasetchak, the option, they're not as good leaves, they're not bad leaves also, Shasetchak to eat Al Shasetchak, therefore they only didn't borrow the Rabbanon. Once only didn't borrow the Rabbanon, therefore the Minichal Mailam, Mitzal Akmas Nefesh, Jippu, or Mekul. The case over here is the case of borrow the Rabbanon. However, Roy Bisham Lom Shama Sugyo, the Rav, the Rashba, the Ritva, the... It's not wanted, but Shasat Chag was right to be eaten. Metzim was one minute, it's the same mean. And if by Borah, based upon this, they come along had a different definition by Borah. It's very against the Sugya of Borah. Rav Yisham said the Sugya means Knivas Yerek, means Adachas Yerek, washing the vegetables. And therefore, also then against the Sugya of Borah, can you wash your lettuce from sand in Shabbos? When the main Mar Malkin to be Mekel, means the Sugya of Knivas Yerek, the Shoyim was saying is washing vegetables. Those who want to ask them, Kanievsky and the Khazanish and others, you have to answer the sugya. It's very sure to answer the sugya over here. The Ketubas won't say it's always a shachat, therefore they make all. Fine, but mice, this is the main mokin to remate, washing vegetables, soaking vases in the rice, so you cannot soak vegetables, the sand off of it, that's the portion of lochot also, in churn kashinim. Washing the one time before Shukumar over here, the vetsim is mortis only also here, mitzahadachonon, therefore Shabbos Chalit Yom Kippur will make all. The fourth way to understand the sugya is Tyson understands is over here, the case, the definition of the case over here is cutting the vegetables. Now it's been said washing the vegetables, cutting the vegetables. Therefore Tyson has a kasha mitzat toichen, the sugya of toichen. Therefore Tyson has mechalti, big pieces and small pieces. So first, the definition of this case, I think of all the mechal between before mincha and after mincha, the four definitions among them we've shown, basically we've shown them. Does it either mean the case of tam cutting like Rashi, or the, and machlokes what Rashi means, or does it mean taking back the option, or mean washing, or does it mean cutting? When the Maisa, we see the Gemara, the Gemara is between before Mincha and after Mincha. What is the Chil between, why before Mincha Maisa is an Osir, and why after Mincha Maisa is a Mutter? You have to answer both cases. So there Rashi understands. Rashi says, Maisa, why first after Mincha is a Mutter? So Rashi explains the Gemara says, Agmas Nefesh, it means that since there's a mitzvah on Yom Kippur to be Be'inui, therefore if you prepare food on Yom Kippur, it causes you Agmas Nefesh. And we want you to be have Agmas Nefesh on Yom Kippur. We want you to have Inui. Therefore, why are you doing it for? Because you prepare food and you're starving and you have food for Neinu, it causes you to have Inui. And therefore, you want to do a mitzvah Inui Shaboy. So it comes out according to Rashi, there's no Hetin Achon over here. The Sugya we are saying, why is Osun every Shabbos? Why is Osun you bring from what Shabbos Achon? Here's why is the Mutter, to come do something mitzvah you want to have Inui Yom Kippur. Therefore, there's a Het over here after Mincha, why? To cause Inui. Was Rashi answer that? But first, after mincha, ma'aser causes inui. The other malach we shouldn't quote Rashi. They don't like Rashi. They say mamash faker. They say faker. Since we agmas nefes much as Shabbos, therefore the kimmel chomel and had the iser over here mitzad achona. The kimmel they are mekel. Now why the mekel? Two ways to say: either mitzad agmas nefes they had no iser achona before much as Shabbos. Or no, since the whole Yisod of Achon from Shabbos, the Chol is Osir. He said, why are you doing it on Shabbos? Do it much on Shabbos. I'll tell you why I'm doing it on Shabbos. I don't want Agnes Nefesh much on Shabbos. I have no option to do it much on Shabbos. And therefore, the argument Rashi said the Yisod of here is what? Not to have Agnes Nefesh much on Shabbos. Why is Osir before Mincha? Your Kasha. So Rashi, my Shalushi Tosa, he writes, you know why? Because not so much Agnes Nefesh before Mincha. You're not starving. We want you to have Inui. Says Rashi, you want to have inoy. When you can have more inoy? When you're making the vegetables, you're making the food after mincha. Therefore, there's inoy. Therefore, you're having a dafka after mincha. Therefore, be more inoy. Asking before mincha is also. It's you don't want to have. Why be tzar for no reason? No, stop. Also, they don't want to have tzar. Chomo make mitzvah tzar. You have to prepare the food. Since you have to prepare the food, you want to eat right away. It's outside of the mekel. So Rashi says again before minchas also why? Because the inu of there won't be so much agmas nefesh as inui. The other Rishonim say no. Before mincha we're going to ask there either because maybe a liter mice official on Shabbos and mevashel it, or because maybe come to eat it and it's not past the salad before mincha and after mincha it's past the salad. Or third reason the Rishonim said because when you do it before mincha it looks like you're doing it with tzarech hayoyim after mincha it's clearly doing it for much Shabbos. Fine, those are the reasons, well, the Rishonim say why before mincha is also. Halacha l'maaseh the very first in Shulchan Aruch, that once the Gemara is maskana, that they saw the Klal Yisrael were making knivas yarek before mincha. And therefore they're open Isser, and came along with sending geras from Eretz Yisrael, from Shrebi Yechmas also. Therefore, mitzad migdim milsel, Chazal asked that you cannot do knivas yarek at all in Yom Kippur. Well, this Chal B'Shabbos, or Chal B'Chol, l'maaseh it's also, that's why Pastor Shulchan Aruch, from the Rishonim, that maskana the Gemara is we asked mitzad Klal Yisrael being made before mincha. Now there is one point from Maskana the Gemara they point out is what happened. Who is the one who is matter? The Gemara says the Biyurich was matter when Yom Kippur calls on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, and therefore they saw Klai Sol being Michael, therefore they send the Geras Meretel, and who asked it? Mishmer Biyurich and Biyurich asked it. Did the Biyurich ask it or not? It sounds like that whoever, they said Mishmer Biyurich and it sounds like the Imam should check him. Not sure, Biyurich is matter. And the Yeshiva of the Rebbe or the Rebbe Yehuda, they made, so they said Sheker, Eloi. I let us say Sheker, to teach a lacha or get Klai Sol to do something. Yeah, one of the Rashi says that Rishonim say that Betzim wasn't true. Rishonim saying Shalom Sukkah is not true. So come along with the Magar Avraham, the Simon Kuf and the Vav. Magar Avraham discusses that let's say you know Allah for sure, or you want people to makabel from you. Can you tell the Bon Ilan Gol and make it up in someone's name? Can you make it up? Magar Avraham wants a Taina, he has a Gemara wants a Taina. You can make it up. How should make it up? He has a Kasha and Gemara Brach, so everybody ends up Sarafian. One the Rais, the Stechemin, and others bring down from Al-Sukkah. Was Pasha made up? And therefore, they want to bring down. And for one, the parichas, the after Yosef, the kibud alveim, the chalik beis, he goes parichas. He has 9 rays to see soid, and he has to give a definition to see soid. Once they mouse sig, we see that you want to make up halachas. Could be that's why someone thinks come out b'shem of the yashiv. No, someone they held it emes amito. What? The tell of ilan gadol is for shigum. Why? They want taina. There are sometimes you can be tell upon ilan gadol and make up halachas. Just give you an example. Get to the yeshiva. They sell you swam in yeshiva. So one time the sign's all over, B'Shem B'Yashiv, B'Yashiv says something to this woman Yeshiva that they left over this man, is Istik Zeil Gomer. So I knew the guy who hung up the signs, he didn't put his name there, so I went over to him, I told him, you know, yes, so B'Yashiv said, no, I know it's Mr. Amita, I know if I would have asked him, it was 100%, therefore I put the signs all over Yeshiva. So I went around and ripped down all the signs. 2 years later, I lent a safe at B'Yakim Moshe Katz, and he saw inside, it was under the Yeshiva smear that they got from the Mechira. See, mon me, how can I do that? The signs all over B'Yashiv that way. 2 years later after that, Rabbi Berkowitz personally told me that when he was in Yeshiva, a Beinish wanted to know if they could sell the swarm in Yeshiva Smir, and he sent Rabbi Berkowitz to sell B'Yashiv. And Rabbi Berkowitz is selling B'Yashiv, he's selling this to me. And Rabbi Berkowitz said you can sell it. So the guy from the same name of B'Yashiv, he knows 100%, Rabbi Berkowitz told me he is selling B'Yashiv, and the Marmokim with Yeshiva selling the swarm is from B'Yashiv. So be very careful when you use this heter, you have to inform the heter, the getter the heter, tell Vilan Godel. Fine. The Maisa, they're discussing with our Sugya Shaboy what the Gedom of this Heter is. Now, to get to Sugya of Teichin, again, we shouldn't be bringing down there Agav, what's the definition of Nevis Yerek, if it's had cunning, what happened to Ismi Tzad Teichin Shaboy. Ikka, there's no real Sugya anywhere. It's a little bit over here among the Rishonim. It's 2 lines on Daf Ayin Dal and Beis. It's a little bit later on, a couple lines later on Kufim Aleph, and that's it. It's the main place other lines on Daf Ayin Dal. That's the Sugyas. There's really no Sugya, so we're learning it right now. Among the Klom Mitzad Teichin Shaboy, the Bikr of 5 Kolom, Gedorim, and Terim, you have to know, in the Loch of Teichin. One shaila first is there Teichin of Ba'ichlin, an apple, an orange, and you cut it, is there an Issim Tzad Teichin Shabbai? The second shaila you have to know, is there Teichin Acha Teichin? Can you take bread, grind it up, already was Teichin before? Can you take snuff and grind it up? These things are already Teichin Acha Teichin. A third shaila is what about things that are not Gedula Karko, eggs, meat, is there an Issim Tzad Teichin Shabbai? A fourth shalom, what about the altar? Some kusudosa, is there a heter? And the fifth shalom is mitzad shinoi, that's the Mechorshin Gemara. Those are the five klolim that are on the page in Shulchan Aruch. Now afterwards they build off other cases about mashing and other things. But those are the five klolim that you have to know based upon the Shulchan Aruch. The first klal is in Isatoichin, basically on cutting vegetables. Can you cut? Make it into a salad on Shabbos? Every time you make it to a salad, you should, in Kuri, you're dealing with the Isad or Isad, Isatoichin. What is it said to be matter? So the Gemara in Daf Ayin Dalet, Gemara starts off saying, Omar HaPapa, Hayman, the poem Silka, Chaimishim, Toichin. Someone cuts silka, the passion that we should understand, silka means beets. Someone who cuts beets on Shabbos, Yechayim, it's at the Isad or Isad, one of the Lamtas, Melachas of Toichin. Toichin is the steward, the pass, it's the eighth Melacha, and therefore, it's Nicholas Isad or Isad. Come along, Taisus, and Taisus says, Dafka silka, Shayach, Tchina, Avashar, Oichlin, Shari. Only silka is Osir, other Oichlin, Maitz is Motor. What does that mean? So the Chumash Tadeshin, brought down by the Beis Yosef and others explain, Shan and Taisus, that Taisus is saying there's no Tchina by Oichlin. The only reason Dafka by silka by feet, since you cannot eat it this way, therefore the whole time most of the Melacha is Misakin to be Roy, to be Oichl, to be a Meichel, beats the Maitz is a Meichel. It's not a Meichel. Therefore, cutting it, you're making it Roy to be eaten, therefore you're even this deraisa. Mash egim sharoichlin, sharoichlin be'etzim is Roy to eat right now. Are you cutting it to a salad? So what? You can eat the apple without cutting it. You can eat it with cutting it. Therefore, the Shubhaz Dasha says, what's Pshan Taisu sharoichlin shari is mutter? Why ain't Taichlin be'oichlin? That's the Taz Mother. The place coming down to Ika, that's Pshan Taisu.
So you want
to
have food that you need
to silk and anything diamond to silk. Same Shantaisis.
Coming
out of the other cloud, he's saying Kostasis. That's the Ramakum's Tasis. A second reason we see that even further than Tasis, the Rosh discusses that even the word silk does not mean beets. He brings from Venetanali, he wants a tiny means the bark between the trees that you grind it off. And therefore, wants a tiny, quotes Rashi, he wants to say it's a pelon, fun Rashi, and therefore, a tiny is that all Eichlim, even beets, Lemaisa's motor, and all things like the bark between the tree, Lemaisa's also. A third reason they quote, they bring down is the Rambam in the Perek, Zayin in the Perek of Aleph, they bring down the Mechadikas Yerek Mat, Dak, what's a lochel of Vashloi, it's Kedei Levashel, or to cook it, it's Chayiv. Says Beis Yosef, what does that mean, Kedei Levashloi? Why? Because since you want to cook it, therefore Chayiv, it's time to eat cut vegetables you plan to eat right now, the mice is mutter. So we have these ready, Kedei Levashloi, the Taisus, Pasha the Taisus, the Rosh, the Rambam, they bring down Chodetz Ben Chananel, where the Rosh brings it down. The Ritual brings it down from the Ramban that way, the Ri that way, the Gosh Osher brings it down from Arich, the Shittal Ram brings it down from the Ra, the Baal Shuma, the Meiri Nasugya says that way. Look among the Rishonim, such the Rosh is Rosh Medavim, it's very clear that way, the 18 other Rishonim, the 19 Rishonim will say, there's no Issa Teichel Ba'ichlin. Now, these 19 Rishonim, Ikka, are not saying the same Yisoy, you read them slowly, they're coming from different ideas and different Sfaras. With Nafkaminas, what's the Yisoy of this head over here? So again, all really come from one Yisoy, making something right to be Eichel, the Maisa, if it really is an Eichel, is Motu. But the Avonish Shabbai, the Maisa is a little bit different. The way how Taisvis, when he says over, he doesn't say a Svarah for it, but Taisvis was, when he quotes Taisvis, he says, Yisoy of the Heter, why Daka Bekach? Since the Derech is for Silka to be cut off, therefore it needs, therefore it's Nichol to get out of Taichel, and something that's not the Derech, for example, an apple is not the Derech, to be a Maisa of Taichel, to pulverize it, to grind it in small pieces, therefore be Motu. Therefore, it really depends what the derech, something that is a derech, lemaisel, will be. Also, let's say, for example, onions, the could be the derech, or garlic, certainly is the derech, shum, and the betzal, lemaisel, the derech will be also. Mashing an apple, lemaisel, will be motor. That's the definition of the derech. We have got nafkaminas. That's how the Rosh says over, that's the maisel, the Taz says over, and the Meiri, and the other Rishonim, Achoyim, want to say over, that's pshat in this mahalach and toisus. The second way of saying over this mahalach is the way how the Pshan and the Rambam is. The way how the Beis Yosef says Pshan and the Rambam really depends not what the derech is, what your desire is, what your rotzen is. He says, by the Rambam's case, if you take an apple and you plan to eat it right away, it's mutter. You plan to levashel, it's also the same case as also. If you want to change it and you come to kedei levashel, even though it's oich right now, if you cut it right now to eat it, be mutter. You cut it later, cut it up for later on to cook it, maisa be also, this is the raisa. The Yisrael of the Rambam is not what the Derech is, what your Rotzen is, what your desire is. You desire to use in this fast, the way how it is right now, will be Mutter. If you desire to later, or to cook, Kedei Levash will be an Issa Deraisa. A third Mahalach say over this Gedder. You look in the Ra and the Ritva, they say not the Gedder is Derech and not your Rotzen. It's what you need, what's the Tzorech. Therefore, for example, the case of discussing over there is onions. They want to say onions, you bet you don't need to. If you want variety, the Americans might cut it up. The Israelis, they serve it by the falafel place, big pieces of cutting them up. So it's not really need. You can eat them straight. They do with the Maestro, I serve it that way. It's great, without cutting them into small pieces. So Maestro, we have the Mishibur and the Magaram that say over the side of the Seheter is what's Tzarek, what's need to be cut up. Therefore, according to the Malach of Derek will be also, the Malach of Tzarek will be Mutter. The fourth way of saying, oh, what's the Rosh? Rosh says everything is Maestro is Mutter. All Eichel, Malkit, Derek, Tzarek, or what your desire is. So the fourth way of saying over the Seheter, either all Eichel, Derek, Tzarek, or what your Rotzen is. But that's again inside the Mekilim. It's out of Machmirim, there's a Tzad Sheni over here. First of all, you see that Numa Shishonim is discussing what is the heter to take bread and grind it up. Come along with the Rishonim, they want to know what's the heter. Ein toichen acha toichen. Says there was the rule of the Chumash Sedesh brought down by the Beis Yosef. The Maestro, why is discussing Pas? It's an ein toichen acha toichen. Pas should be mutter, because ein toichen ba'eichlin. Therefore, it says the Chumash Sedesh and those rule, we see that these Rishonim argue. The Smag argues, the Mordechai, the Ashbam, the Smag, Uraim, Rashba, all these Rishonim discussing the concept over here, what do it pass, that we have to come into other terms, had the altar, they come out to Mitzah, they had to Ein Toichen. We see clearly they're disagreeing with this Yisoid, and they're saying, my sense also, it didn't arise, so only reason why it's more to be that Toichen Nachatoichen. Void, that those won't learn the Rambam that way, because the Rambam, true in Perek Zayin, the Perek of Al, says, Lavashlo, but in Perek Chas, he says, what is the definition of Malacha? He says, Machatech Yerach Tolish Toichen. Tells the Torah does not bring down the words Olavashloi. Therefore, the Magen Mishnah and the Shulah Gevurim, they want to say another Pshat, the Rambam, they say, who's the one? He says also, it's the Reisel on Eichlin. Loi Taisin al Sugin Af Kuf Yudal, the Kuf Yudal and Beis is causing Knivas Yerach Hakri cut vegetables. The Taisin, I Taichin, the Taisin, you know why? It's split between big pieces and small pieces. When it's dark, the Maisa then will be then the Reisel, otherwise, big pieces of the Maisa is Mutter. The Torah writes unequivocally over here, what's Alokha's Osir? To cut vegetables, mitzat toichin. They do ask on the Torah, you left out spot the rush, doesn't bring down the rush, fine, but maisel to maisel is also. I look among the Rishonim, at least what I came across, the Betzem, if you look, is of course Machlokes Shakal. The Betzem, there's 70 Rishonim on both sides, plus Taisus on both sides, and the Rambam on both sides. The Betzem, there's 19 Rishonim, because some quote the Rambam on one side or the other, some quote Taisus by us, and quote Yidal one way, Taisus 9 Yidal the other way, and then the 70 Rishonim because on both sides. So I'm going to include Machlokes Shakal, 19 verse 19. Okay, I have to ask. Al Tavash, we'll have to answer. We'll answer that. That's why they quote again. The Magen Mishnah says the Rambam holds all the way. Magen Mishnah is a missionary. So there's a machlokes that mechor ashok among the poskim. What to do by toichlin ba'ichlin? Now, just to say pshat in Tosfos, I'm showing the Rambam. First, mechor, our Tosfos again. The way our Tosfos says it says that silkel might be altar, sharif and shari. Now again, the Pasha is the way that Chumash Sedesh brought down the Taz of Magaravam is saying, Ain't Toichel Ba'ichlin. But the Maestas are other Pshat in their Taisus. This Pasha Pshat. The Chaznish wants to say, it seems that way for Shulda Gebarim, he does not mean Toichel Ba'ichlin. It means Ain't Toichel Nachan Toichel. When it says Shah Eichlin Shari, it means like passive Ain't Toichel Nachan Toichel. Which is a Chiddush Otsum Taisus, not the Pashas. That's why they want to say Pshat and Taisus. And the main reason why, because they're steering Taisus on the Fine Dalit, which could be a Dalit. The second malach, the Pharisol seems to go, the Taisha saying, Ain't Taisha, Elvin, Gila Karko. Or the third malach, the Mishal Melch, what's the Machalik? If it's very, very small, all Eichlin can be altered. If it's a little bit big, then only silk will be altered. Fine, those are other ways of doing Taisha's. And again, the main reason why they're saying this is because the Maestro of Steer is Taisha's. And what do you do with the two Taisha's? I mean, the Cheskelech wants to answer two Taisha's and the Taisha was Chayzer. It's an interesting chat, because it's very hard to say Taisha's Chayzer, because if you dial this, I ain't dial it. Fine. Shan the Rambam Maestro, if you read the Rambam slowly, the Chur, the steer is Rambam. Rambam Perek Zayin writes, the Geder is Levashloi. The Rambam Perek Ches does not bring down what word Levashloi. The Rambam Perek of Aleph says Locha is why it's Kedei Levashloi. The Rambam Perek Mishnai did not say Levashloi. Two Rambams one way, two Rambams another way. So if you read the Beis Yosef, and the Pimura points out, it sounds like that the Gears of the Beis Yosef had the Rambam was Levashloi all the time. Seems to have that Gears, though. But the way the Geder kind of points out, that the Maestro is not our Gears Lefanenu. The Maestro Rambam does not always say Levashloi. So what is another way to learn the Rambam? So also different Malachim saying Pshat in the Rambam. One Malach, look at the Nachas Tzvi, Nachas Tzvi is before the Magar Rambam, he says Pshat in the Rambam, but says that Levashloi is really, it's a simen to Megalo, dafka things that are not roi to be eaten chai, but things that are roi to be eaten chai avad is mutter. Now he's saying different the Beis Yosef, he's saying the Sibah, that anything that's roi to be eaten chai, an apple, even if it comes to cook, it might also be mutter. The way the Beis Yosef says over the Rambam, it's not a simen, it's a sibur shaboy. Dei levashloi is, if you take an apple to cook it, be nis deraisa. To eat it will be mutter. So first, in Pshat the Rambam, even those who are makel in the Rambam, the Machlokes is how to say over the Rambam. Is the Rambam say levashloi a simen or a sibur? Is it, since you need levashloi, therefore you also, and therefore if you don't need it, it will be mutter, even if it comes to levashloi, that's nachlas tzvi, and others want to say over. Or do you want to say there's something wrong with the simon shabai? It's a sibah. The kelav asher is what coming to after it, coming to answer it. I will again the other way to listen. The Rambam on the Shabbos al Chushulchan says the reason said kelav asher is come to say the shear of dak, not come to say vadis mutter. And the way how the Taz and the Mitzvah Chiddush want to say that kelav asher is just come to say the heter or the iser according to Rashba. Kelav asher means it's la'achas man. Why therefore if it's la'al to be mutter, la'achas man will be also. Don't say which one. That's for Gamsha the Rambam. Now Lamaisa, again we have Machlok Shoshonim if it's Dereisa or Mutter. Is it Nisa the Rabbanon? It's rather Beis Yosef of the Subic in the Rambam. Is it, he says, Kedei Levashlo. You won't say it has to be not Nechel Chai. Is that only Tzad Dereisa? What about the Rabbanon? So Beis Yosef of the Subic, what's Shoshan the Rambam, is in Issa the Rabbanon over here. Maisa, if you read the Rishonim, Taisa says, what's his words? Taisa is very clear. Taisa writes, Sha'arich and Shari. Taisa is very clear, is Mutter. Read the Ritva, he writes Mutter. Read the Ra'ah, he says Mutter. Baal Tshuma is Mutter. Ramban, Mutter. Shitalaran, Mutter. Read the Rishonim, the Isha says Mutter. Shmuelek says Mutter. So even though it's true, if you read the Beis Yosef, he's Mesubic that way. And the Rambam, and Maisa, another 10 Rishonim are black and white. They write the words Mutter, Shari. There's no other way to read the Rishonim over here. Therefore, again, so true, the Rambam is not clear if he holds Rabban the Ra'ah. Another list of a bunch of Rishonim hold the Maisa, clearly it's Mutter. Aloch l'maisa. Come along the Mechaber is very clear. The Mechaber says in Sefer Beis, Mechadav Yerek Dak Dak Chayiv Mishum Toichen. Chayiv. He's even saying it in the Rabbonim, he says Chayiv, sounds like it in the Reis of Mamish. Lee Paskins, it's also, even though it's Machlokes HaShokel, Machlokes among the Rishonim, the other Rishonim, they do ask a kasha on the Mechaber. Why in the world do you leave out your Kol Yepsach? You're saying L'chor, the Rambam is maybe the Rabbonim, certainly is Mutter. The Rosh certainly holds his Mutter. The Rif, as far as we know, we don't have anything clearly what the Rif holds. The Gam the Shulchan won't say he holds it also. Yesh Lodin. So Lachora, why in the world are you Mechaba being Machmer? Fine, or on the Beis Yosef, Meister Mechaba is Klor Machmer, the Chayotim, the Graz, Mishavua. Meister, the Pesachim say the Lachas we Paskin is also. That's beside the Mechaba Shavoy. Come on, Grandma. And the Ma says, interesting words, Vodin the Osir Lachit Gregus for Ruben Lefnei Zakenim. Lefnei Zakenim. What does Lefnei Zakenim mean? Comes along Avram and he says, the Ma's coming to Mekel. Because why in the world does the Amos say Lefnei Zakenim for? Why is Lefnei Zakenim? Must be Dafu Lefnei Zakenim, they cannot eat it in the situation it is right now, and if you have to cut up for them, they have its ulcer. Mashang Yishabdei, you want to cut vegetables, you want to cut any Yerukas, dice it very thinly, even for Nalal to Lemaisa's Mutter. The Amos is coming to argue in the Machaber. The Amos says Lefnei Zakenim. That's how the Mogavam understands Pshat in the Ramah. Maisa, you have the Bialocha. Bialocha is very clear. He says the Mogavam is a Tmio. The only reason why he says the case of Nehaz Akenim is Ochel Nosen Nokat. The Mishavu disagrees. Achshulchan the Bialocha, they're stark against the Mogavam. Achshulchan is stark against the Mogavam. It's not Shach the Ramah. And therefore, they endorse that there is no Machlokes Mechab the Ramah. And therefore, they want to say Mishavu passes the Maisa to cut vegetables. Yoivin Nesser. Maisa come along the Paiskim is Vanein is very clear. First of all, we pass in the courts. It's also one reason we're dealing with Savak, Lacholopaka, Savak, the Rice, Lachumro. Void the Mechab is clearly Machmer, and the Mishavu says even Amos Machmer. And Void, we saw the Beis Yosef already, that those who are entitled to Kulam, we even listen to Rabbon. Therefore, the Meister, we are Machmer, that we cannot cut vegetables, we have no heter cutting yourselves on Shabbos, mitzad the Issa of, there is an Issa Teuchen by Yerek. Now, this isn't Lechatchil, what about the Ever? Let's say you did cut your vegetables, you did pray it, and it was not allowed to, can you eat it on Shabbos, or you cannot eat it? Is it going to be an Issa, a Knas? The main shaila is because al klal and simin shini the chetz of kohen beis. Come along, the Mishnah Berurah says anything that there are rishonim holds is mutter lechatchila. Are we gonna make a knas against it for the eved? He says we don't make a knas since those rishonim holds something is mutter lechatchila. Therefore, even though we don't pass in that way, but mitzak knas the boy with samech of them not to make a knas. Therefore, you just tie the same thing since those are tied over here. The 19 rishonim hold mice is mutter lechatchila. Tais the right shara oichon shari mice is mutter. So lechori should not make a knas. However, come on the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Kod Mem Hei, he writes, by the case, he writes, V'chodet apetzolvat snoin dak dak sho oshotayim kod masyudo, it's not kod masyudo, so he, kova dorva loimish chiv chattis, it's korv says chiv chattis, v'apetzolvat asyum bachilo. Come on the Mishnah Berurah, according to Chayodom, it says the onions are also to eat. Onions are also to eat. So they look at Mechaim Noam. Mechaim Noam wants a time. First of all, he says this whole time Mishnah Berurah is dafka b'meizit, and not a case of a shogeg, but because by a shogeg l'chol pachim b'semich upon a meyo, and Mishnah Berurah himself passing the simchah niyches makom atzeret b'semich on a shogeg on upon a meyo, not to make a knas. which is the Mishabuah is not true. Mishabuah says Chayv Chatos. So as no Chayv Chatos only in the Shege. So I'm not exactly sure if Chayv Noah does the Maisa with the Mishnah Berurah. It looks like Chayodim, he's not saying Chayv Chatos. The Chayodim where it's coming from says the word of Chayv. Mishabuah through the Chayv Chatos. In this case, it's Shayv Shege, the Saiv made it, the Mishabuah saying it's awesome to eat. What? It says Chayv. It says left it blank, Chayv. So there you can say that Chayodim man did the case of Mazed. But the Chayv Noah quotes the Mishnah Berurah. And in the Mishnah Berurah he says it means Mazed. Mice Mishabu will call the case of a shagel. Lechura comes out, if you cut onions, dak, it's not some chsadosa, and the Mishabu is coming, it's also b'di evit. Now the mice, they do ask the Mishabu, the Oznidbu, and all this ask the mice, the Mishabu, what happened to this call? So Mishabu has gone based. So he wants to say, you have to read the Mishabu slowly. Skurva dova loy mishchayv chatzva, but some osim bachila, one long statement. It's curve, they chayv chatz is a curve, that's also bachila, but that's more to bachila. That's what I want to say. It's curve a dover that's os that chayiv chatz is an osur, but about a smutter, why the kala is on the rosh, on the rack. Os Nidbru says it, and Shai Belitsky says it, and Shana Mishnebru. Fine, I see all the faces we got, mustn't to the faces, and the Pasha Mishnebru is not the way, which is the way how the Chuya have to answer the Mishnebru, that true, even though there are that those holes of Mutchad Chilo, since the Maisa is not brought down in Lalocho, not brought down anywhere, Gambi might be mitzarfit sometimes. L'chura, on the onions, l'chal apach, is going to be machmor. On the yorkis, it might be mekel, when we start the yorkis. The Shabbos case of onions, he's discussing over here, but B'tzolom specifically says, also, he does not see, if it's a case of yorkis, you have 19 Yerushalayim. In the case of B'tzolom, you only have a couple, you only have really the rach and the rosh, those two Yerushalayim, the one with Samachal, and he won't say, he's also even b'di evit. The Mishabu doesn't like to wear the Magar Avram. He's saying Pshat, Magarom is a good Mekel, even, I don't know the Magarom's case, no, because I'm not that feel, it's Tzolom, the Machloik is in the Rishonim, he's not discussing the case of Tzolom, Magarom. Not Mukach, no, that went Tzolom, Magarom. Well, Meister Klal Aleph, the Teichah Ba'Eichlin, the Meister we pass, and there is no Heter, Teichah Ba'Eichlin, the Eifas can be also, and Bidi Eved, by Betzal, the Meister can be even Machloik, and Bidi Eved. The second Klal in Sefer Beis, what about the Lacha of Teichah Nacha Teichah? Of grinding things one after another. So mitzvah the svar shaboy and the nafkamina the svar as we'll get back to a different time. But mitzvah the locha first is that the way the Rishonim is discussing, can you take bread and grind it up? Because what happened first? You had wheat, kernels, you ground it up, you made bread, and then you want to grind it afterwards. It's a case of toichin acha toichin. So ma'isa the Rosh Madam with the bring down from the Rashbam, he says ma'isa there is no din of issa of toichin acha toichin. And therefore they have a list of Rishonim, 15 different Rishonim, say this klal of ain toichin acha toichin. Atzal Hashem, they point out that Nusha Shem, even though they don't speak about it against him in Furish, they do not go this way. The Rashba, when he has a head to the altar, what's his tshuva? Read his tshuva discussing how in the world can you grind up bread? He says, how can you grind up bread? It's seven tzedosa, and if it's mortal altar. What is Kashi grinding up bread for? L'chora, you have a head to interpret Nachatoichin. So point out, L'chora, the Rashba disagrees. Look in the Taitzuri that way, he discusses the case of Pas. Also, he wants to answer it. And therefore, by the case of Eichlin also, they have a head to mitzvah Eichlin. Nuvus Hashem says motav Eichlin. If you look at them, the Ra, the Shikli Ram, and the Ritva, the Ramban, the remark, the case of discussing one of the examples of Teichlin is motav Eichlin. The case is pass. The case they mentioned down where it's motav, silk is also mashen game pass. Why in the world of the list of Rishonim come along to come and say that pass l'maisa is not nichlin get of silk? Why silk l'maisa is also because it's not Eichlin and pass l'maisa is motav because mitzvah is Eichlin. Why you have to come on to pass and matter it? Come to Matta Pass, why? Mitzad Zayn Teichon Lacha Teichon. So also we have a list of Rishonim, not Mufurish, but the fact that they discuss the case of Pass, one of Matta Mitzad Oichlin, Mitzad Alter, they see the Maestro disagree with the Sisod of the Sushbam. Also look among the Rishonim, the list that I have is 15 verse 10, I don't know if you make a list over here, I saw that Chaznish has a letter, Chuvatuk Sovim, on the case of Teichon, that someone wrote him, we found different Rishonim over here. He says, it's fine, you can make a list now, you find more Ksav Yodas, more Ksav Yodas, you can make it, just keep changing this way, that way, you don't deal with different Ksav Yodas, whatever, Mekubum Sak, that's what we do. You gotta go in the case of Teichon. Maisa, local Maisa is very clear, come along with Amor, and Amor says, Allah is, L'chura, ain't Teichon B'Eichlin. He says, the words are, very clear, V'fad Nitchon, ain't Teichon Acha Teichon. Come along with V'fad Nitchon, ain't Lachosh, wind, ain't Teichon Acha Teichon, goes mind these quotes from Mordechai Ran and others, smag. Maisa ain't Teichon Acha Teichon. That's Maisa Mishavu the Orcha Shulchan. Atzara Sheni, all the Maisa those who are Mefakbe, the Chayodim examined these Yushainim. Once in the Maisa, the Machot Yushainim, don't need them to rise. So Therefore, you only want to make a betzir of the altar. With the Rashba of the altar, you want to make a. And the Chazash, the Chayodom, Mishmosodom. Now, the Maestro, the Chavetz Chaim himself, in the Sefer of Machni Yisrael, also brings down the Chayodom, only wants to be make a betzir of the altar. And the Maestro, by us, is clear the Maestro can make a even without the altar. But the Maestro, the interesting Chaznish over here, he also passed him like the Chayodom, the only betzir of the altar he wants to make a teichen achen teichen. He says, it's a Ramah. He said, let's read the Ramah. The Ramah says, ain't teichen achen teichen. The Cholzeh is only when it's the altar. The Cholzeh says, what's going back on? The Shavua writes Cholzeh is going back on the Yerk Dak Dak. Coming the Chaznish Cholzeh is going back what's before him. What's before him? Teichen Achat Teichen. The Cholzeh that I want to be making on Teichen Achat Teichen is only the altar. So he says, he pushes it into the words of the Ramah and says, even the Ramah is saying that Teichen Achat Teichen is only with the Tzif of the altar. Which again, not the Pashat of Cholzeh says the whole Itzer, not the Heter. Pashat of Cholzeh, the Itzer Amatzel altar. He says, Cholzeh on everything, say the Itzer I said before, say the Heter I said before, of Teichen Achat Teichen, it's not with the Tzif of the altar. No, he doesn't say those words. That's what he will get to. He knocks away the altar also, right? Masking. The Chaznish and Maskon is no heter of the altar by itself, unless you have tzivufim. Of Eichel or Teichen Teichen. Yeah, that too. Either one he's made, yeah. That or the other will be Meichel. But he knocks away the altar, because he reads the whole Zed, going back and everything. So the Maisa, again, Lalocha, the Pasha of the Ramah, the Pasha of the Paiskin, is the head to Teichen Achat Teichen. Those who want to retain the Maisa should be choshish for this Chayotom, Chaznish, and say Teichen Achat Teichen only more to the altar, which usually is the case that way. Very really do the Teichen Achat Teichen, not the case of the altar. Depends really how you define the get of the altar. Fine, that's usually the case. Because if you learn the Sugya of the altar, the way how the Rishonim say it depends on the Sugya of Poyra, by the five different sheets among the Paiskin, depends on what Yon Hog is. Now this din of Teichen Achat Teichen, the Paiskin say, what happens if, let's say, you ground up and now you want to make it thinner, even more Teichen? So the Pashas is that the Paiskin bring down, that this, you want to do it more, that's not a head of Teichen Achat Teichen, that's making it further Teichen. It will be also if you ground up further. Again, there is a Eglatala, one saying, Maisa is Nichol, and the head of Ein Bishal Achat Bishal, and Kamaichel Ben Desoy, Kedoyimos, ready like Maichel Ben Desoy, Bishal Atos wants to be Mutter, find them a factor upon him, and let him grinding up more will not be nichol in the ghetto of just like by Michael Ben Sai, there's no bishul afterwards.
We hold there is.
Yeah, the only point that we hold there is. That's, yeah, fine. Okay, so that's been said again, the svarish shabai, we'll get back to next time, or maybe time afterwards. The nachkumina upon the svarish is what's a loch of chocolate, is nichol hetter teichen achat teichen, is kavina cheese nichol hetter teichen achat teichen, the prima gottens kasha, and we'll get back to a different time. The third column in Sifya Beis is what about, is there a heter of the altar, of doing a miyad? So first, the numerous malachas they discussed, the inner of mitzad the altar, discussed by Dosh, and Losh, and Makir Apatish, and Ma'amer, and Oid. The place that's before the heter of the altar is Gemara Dachayin Dal, by case of Boyer, the Gemara over there says that by Boyer, when you do Eichem of Solis, and you do it with a yad, if it's the altar, if it's miyad, l'mayis is mutter. Come along the Rishon, then compare it to other malachas. Therefore, the Rashi and Chuva discussing in case of pats, can a person do it? It's at Teichen when the Samach Lusadasai. He says, God, he over there is Mekel even by Dosh, even by Makir Apatish, which we got it not passing like, but in Chuva is Mekel by other malachas. And he says, who did by Bayer, or who did by Teichen also is Mutter, the head of the altar, and the Svar, and the Shibur, and the Beis Yisif. Now bring a chlorai, the Teichen is Mutter, the altar, because the lochas, you're allowed to eat food. Says the Mishavu, how the world can eat food? Whatever happened to Teichen? When you eat food, you're chewing food. Chewing food is a pool of Teichen. Says the Mishavu, we see that there's a heter of Teichen when it's Derech Achila. Derech is but the fact you can chew the food. So now, once you have a heter of Derech Achila, now we have to define Derech Achila. Therefore, Derech Achila is loved after when you're eating it. It's even 7 o'clock, it's even went on your plate, it's even the minute before, it's even a half hour before. Fine, but the Svar or the Maramokum, they're coming from Mitzab Baru, and the Svar is why we see you love to chew your food. That's the Rashba. Now who brings that lock of the Rashba down? The Ran, he discusses what is the heter of cutting things. He says, first of all, there's one heter mitzvah, the Rashba of the altar. And then he brings down the smag, why pass the mutter of ein toichen achat toichen. So, Pashas, the Ran, agrees to the Rashba. The Kalam Mung, the Chaznish, he says, no. The fact that the Ran ends off after the Rashba brings down the smag and says the reason why pass the mutter is ein toichen achat toichen, we see the Ran is not machriel, a lock of if the Rashba is correct or not correct. Now, just to mafakbek upon the Chaznish, first of all, there's a reason why the Ran Lachor brought down to all the Svaris, not Kamino, if you do pass Lachazman. Chui brought down both reasons. One, that they had to be talalter. A second reason, ain't talking nachas oichet even lachas man, even not samoch. And void, just read the tsiyunim. Where's the heter? Says the Ramo, whoever wrote the tsiyunim, that is Rashi of Iran. The tsiyunim writes, and the place coming down, who is the matter here? The matter over here is Rashi of Iran. The Chadnish, because he wants to knock away the head of the altar, he comes away to knock away different Rishonim. He wants to knock away the Ran's Namaforish. But Gert, he brought down first the Rajman, and then brought down the Smag, Ein Torah Kanakatoichin. That's why he brought down Ein Torah Kanakatoichin, is even Lachazman. A third Rishonim being down is Muk Yosef, says the same thing. He says, what's the head? He's being down beside it. Some Knossoi, or in Ein Torah Kanakatoichin. A fourth Rishon that brings down this Indian of the Rivash, the Shoel in the Rivash brings down the Rajba. What is the Heter that the Rajba says the Heter is the altar? In fact, the Shoel, what about using a Kli? And Meisim, the Rivash himself responds back, even according to the Rajba, which the Kli was the problem which has Uvdin Nechol. Pashtus says the Rivash agrees to the Rajba. Again, the Chadnish brings down the Rivash and says, not Mukhrach, what exactly he holds is coming to the same, it's on the Shoel Shabbai. Fine, Meisim does not argue with the Shoel, and he brings down the side of the altar. Pashtus, he does agree to the Shoel, like the Rajba. And the fifth reason is the Miri Basma portion of the Sugya. The Miri Basma Kofidal and Beis, and the Miri also in Beis, so he writes clearly, there's a head to Lalter, black, white, Miri, that says that way. So, Maestri, we have five Rishon to make clearly. The Paskin, there's a Lachur, there's a Mephorsh, a head to Lalter, time with the case of Barra. And Lachur, the Klom, is like the Klom of Barra, whatever the get of Barra is, we're doing over here. Maestro, the those Mephakvik, the Beis Yosef, his Maskona, and really Meshavu brings down the Shilta Kabarim is in Perakal Godel. He brings down the Shrajba on the Ran, and he argues, don't bring me right from Barra, Barra has a special heter over there, and therefore once Mephakvik wants saying there is no heter inside the altar by the case of Toichen. And the Chadnish points out, if you read the Chumash Adeshin, which is going to be very important in our Sugya, he over here discusses what's the halacha of cutting Basar Lefanov in front of the person. Those are the words of the Chumash Adeshin. Why Lefanov? For the case of Lefanov, even the altar, cutting Basar Nezik and Lefanov. And still, it comes along. Why is only Motuk, Dula Karko? Why does it have to come up to the Heter? The Maisa is not Dula Karko. Just come along and say the Heter Mitzad. It's Lefanov. It's Lestamach. Maisa is Motuk. So you see, Chumash Deshin held that way. Now, the Chadnish wants to say the Smag holds away from the fact that the Rivash brings down that the Shield and the Smag are ugly from the Rajbo. The Smag says, Ein Toichen Acha Toichen. Again, if you look at the Magi and the Rajba, the Chur is no Mar Mok and the Smag of the Rajba. The only reason why the Smag says Ein Torah Kanakatoichin is even Al Alter. So again, the Chur, he's the Shitosai. And Maisa, if you say like the Chadnish, bring a right against the Chadnish. Chadnish is saying that anyone who says Ein Torah Kanakatoichin is against the Al Alter. Now, how many people we have against who hold Ein Torah Kanakatoichin? We have 15 Rishonim who say Ein Torah Kanakatoichin. Beis Yosef says, I do not know of any Rishon who argues on the Rajba. Chadnish is saying that we have. Anyone who says Ein Torah Kanakatoichin is arguing on the Rajbo. That means you have 50 Rishonim arguing, but he says he couldn't find any Rishon that argues. So just, you have to take into account the fact that he wants to be right, the Chadnish, the Smag argues on the Rivash, on the Rajbo, of course, not the Pashtus. The only good time the Chadnish really has, very strong time now, he says, I'll bring a Rai who argues, all the Rishonim who are Salsim, we have 40 Rishonim on the page. And they come along to say the Klom, when's the Mutum, when's also Torah Kanakatoichin, and Yerachis, there's one thing that's very missing over here. Say the head to the altar. The Torah, the Matthew points out, you know who argues the Torah? Torah has a klalim, and he left out the altar. Says the Chadnish, I'll bring you who argues. It's very interesting. The Beis Yosef says, no one argues because everyone sells him. And the Chadnish says, and no, everyone argues because everyone sells him. But, so it's a shikol dat, exactly how to look at things. But over here, the Chadnish might say, a good time now. We have klalim, list of Rishonim, come say the Lacham Torah, and left out the head to the altar. It's a very good head to, very similar head to. Wow, it's a chiddush. Meis is a chiddush, and meis we do see it before the Rajba, not the Rajba's cases. No, we see the meis in the Shemadash case. The fun of did not even come onto this idea, and the Torah is bringing it down. It has to be brought down. That's the pashas, and a good time by the Chadish. Meis the Rishon Masosim sound like they disagree with the side. Why they want to bring down? Maybe they also the Tosefta says that you cut cherubim in front of the Zakenim, Fnei Zakenim. Also, the Chadish points out, what's Lefnei Zakenim? It sounds like Lefnei Zakenim is also altar, and still it wants to answer it. Fine, the Prim Godim knocks away the Raya, Moshe knocks away the Raya, wants to say, Lav Davko. Lechor, the Lefnei Zakenim sounds like Lefnei Zakenim might still be also.
Fine, but that's the Tosefta. The Raya has to deal with the Tosefta. You can't bring Raya.
But the Pais can deal with it, they can say, we don't pass the Tosefta. Fine, we have to deal with the Tosefta. But Moshe and the Prim Godim do deal with it, they say it's Lav Davko, it's a Chiddush. They don't say it's we don't pass the Tosefta.
But
Moshe quotes a Chadish.
which says that the Chanish must say, I'll bring you after the Tekenim. Moshe said, no, I'll bring you, because people already dealt with it. People haven't said, Davka, so we have the kin, don't deal with the Tzeptah.
You should certainly
deal with it. Fine.
Fine.
L'mayis l'alocho, alter, the third thing over here, l'mayis l'alter, there is a nachla svi, he passed l'alocho l'mayis no, there is no heter at all l'alter, he says the Raj was a pelo. Nachla svi again is before the Magavram, he wants to answer it. And the Mishkan Siakov, he says, I'll bring a riot also. L'alocho, that we have to achon of him Shabbos, prepare for Shabbos, one thing most cases in Kedushin on Shabbos, is Purim Silko. Now, why do it? Why prepare before Shabbos? Just to on Shabbos, Samach Masadosai. Oh, that's his raya. Difi says the Rajba is he knocks away the Rajba, and to be in the Rajba, Difi passes also. The way the Shisha Shabbos answers is very, he says the time forgets a pell like you're timing. The reason why the silk is the mice they have to cook. So I'd rather you have to tell before Shabbos to cook him instead of saying the wash before Shabbos. That's a simple way of knocking away this raya. It's a pell even what the raya even is, I ask on the Mishkanos Yaakov. Maisa, we have two gdolei achronim. The maisa pasul locha maisa is no hetl alter. Alocha the maisa there are more belit siruf. The more is very clear. There are more rights. Alocha is miyad the maisa it's shori. Maisa it's motor. And without siruf, levush pasul away the bach, the taz, the marashalevi, or the shabbos ches alofin, the beretiv, the grot, beresol, or chashulchan, eglital, or moshim ikadin. They'll say again without the siruf in the Mishnah Berurah, without the beresayis, they come along and say it's motul alter. List of Gdolei Achronim that say there are more, there's a head of Maisel Alter. However, it comes along with the Beis Yosef, his Maskon, after he brings down the Rashba, and he says, Nochel Lizor Lacha Chatichas Gdolei Ketzas. It's correct that a person should make sure they're a little bit, not too big, they're not dak, they're a little bit big. Nochel Lizor. And this Loshon Maisel brought down by the Graz and the Chayodom, Kitchen Orch, the Nochel Lizor. Now, first, Chakir, what's behind this Beis Yosef? Is the Beis Yosef saying Iker, some of the Rajba is right? I don't know anyone who argues. Rav Chala Mils, I'm not sure. Make it bigger, a drop bigger. Well, no, if Etzem he says, you know what, true, I don't know anyone who argues. But Chosh, maybe the others argue, and Chosh is the Raisa. Let's be Chosh, maybe some there's an Isser over here. And then you have to do a little bit bigger. Is it being Rav Chala Mils or Chosh Isser? Nachmina, how to deal with it? So, the Maisa, the two Gdol Achonim argue this point. Look in the mind of Mordechai, and he's very clear, and all the chunim bring him down. He says rather the Beis Yosef thing is mutter. Rav Chalim also just make sure the Maisa make it be a drop bigger. Rav Chalim also. Tashen and Matthew just said no. Chash Yisur is choshen. The Maisa it's also, and therefore you have to make sure it's a drop bigger. So even the Beis Yosef when he came along, he has his chumra over here of being gdol tzas. Is it mitzad chash Yisur? Rav Chalim also machloek gdol achronim.
The Maisa just in the Chavah doesn't bring it down at all.
He says it's pasha. Yeah, it's only a Zara. Now, the Magavram, when he brings it down, mask him, Zara. Maestro, Magavram, when he brings it down, he says, Zara, lachat, tichas, yodas, ketas. He brings down the words of the Beis Yosef, and he ends off, Avil, b'mina seinu, and Amadino, is nogu lachtach, atznoin, dak, and then what to be samach upon? Yesh lama mi, yesh mechu. What's the words of Magavram? After he ended off with the words of the Beis Yosef, do go ketas, helvan Amadino, Maisa is nochoin, they're those who cut snoin dak, and then what to be stomach upon? What do those words mean? Is he mean to come and tell you that Maisa, it's Vikir's mutter, but not to be machmer, or is mean Vikir's also, but not make a machal against them? What's he coming to say? Which way? Mutter! The yesh mean lismachu or fakert? The Maisa, Moshe quotes this Magavram, says, what the Magavram is saying? He's saying the Maisa, it's mutter. Ulai ba nefesh yachmer. Ulai ba nefesh yachmer, Vikir's mutter. Read the Mishnah Berurah, brings down the Magavram, it brings it down. We call Mokum HaNoigim, we switch Nogu to Noigim. Alachach Absalom, it's not Dakdak, in Nimchus B'yodom. Don't make a machal against him. Big enough Kamina is saying over this Magavram. When Moshe brings down, he's saying, what? Yishlom Nisuchu, it's Mutter. That's a minig. Ramah, what's the Shailah? The way the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magavram, what's Alacha? Then those who are knowing the way, don't make a machal against them. Don't make a machal. That means Be'ikr, it's also. Be'ikr, it's also. That means first with Allah Khadri Paskin, we have the Ramah and Numis Paskin Paskin Ramah, La Alta's Motor. After that, we have the Beis Yosef said, Nach Lizog Tsas, Lizog, to be Gdolis Ksas, Achlokis Rav Chlamilso, or Chash Yisur. Now the Magar Grom that says, this Minig, what does Minig mean? A third stage, does that mean the Maisa, Abluy Bal Nefesh Bimachmo, in the Mchis? Fourth step.
Did Magar Grom say
the Mchis? No. No. Mishmur says it. Now, in this Ein Limcha, it says Kler Nochak Hakiro. Does it mean Ein Limcha is on all Yorkis, or does it mean Dafka Matzal, Dafka onions? Why? Because in Yorkis, all vegetables, any apple or vegetables, we have 19 Rishonim. In Yorkis and Matzal, we only have a couple of Rishonim. When did the Mishmur come along and come and say Ein Limcha is Iker Zotzer? So you read the word slowly. He says, Anoigim Lachak Habitzal Vatznoin Dak Dak Ein Limcha is. So Dafka on Matzal and Tznoin, on onions and radishes, that don't make a Malcha. The reason why it's coming to say that, because if you read the Magavram, Magavram is saying that it should be Zohar to be Gdolz Ksas, it should be initially Zohar, and then he says, what? And the minute to do it's not Dak Dak Vishlo Yishmachu. It's Nochel Nizor, and then in Limchois, why? Because one Nochel Nizor is on Gdolz Ksas, on the vegetables. And in Limchois is what? Is on the onions. On onions, I think it's not there, unless you cut out. That is saying that Maisa Ein Limchois is Maisa Zolser. However, on vegetables, he wants to say it's Mekel. We have numerous Shoshanimah on Mekel. Who just arrived to that is Mishmur in numerous places. Mishmur in Sivgon, Mem Aleph, he writes, V'nochel Yizor shlo yachtav dak dak. Make sure you don't call vegetables dak dak. We nochel Yizor. You just said Ein Limchois, and I say nochel Yizor. So you have still in the same page. Elamai, on vegetables, nochel Yizor. Masha Enkein, on Betzal and Snoin, Ein Limchois, it's Betzim is also, but don't make him a fall. Even more, of course, that way, in Simon Shinchov Dal, it's called Tezvav. Mishmur over there discussing cutting food for the animals. He writes, without any limitation, some Kudasa is mutter. La'alta is mutter. And he writes again, Simkon Chaval, some Kudasa Lamaisa is mutter. Why is it mutter? He just said over here, Ein Limchois. He just asked it, Be'ikr, said, don't make him a fall against them. And yet, Simon Shinchov Dal says, La'alta is mutter. Why? Because Be'ikr the Mishmur holds, Yuak is La'alta is mutter. Like Moshe himself writes, Be'ikr Yuak is Avad is mutter. Nochel Yizor, correct me, Avcha Milsa is Kedai. However, for onions, for tznoin, for radishes, the things that are not shaykh to be eaten in the matzah within unless you cut them off, in such things, Be'etzim, should be machmer, because then you have come out all the Rishonim argue except for the Rosh. On that, Lamais, Ein Limchois can be summed upon the Rosh, once Lalta with the Tziv of the Rashbo. Otherwise, Be'ekir, again, by Yerokas, Be'ekir, the Mishibu is saying, Smoter, Nochel Yizor, Ravkulon also. By Yerokas and Tznoin, by Tznoin of Betzal, in that case, Be'ikir wants to be Machmer. I'm saying this against some Lakdim, who quote the Mishnah Berurah, the one Am Kashi Shvi, Oysen Shabbos, they quote the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Limchois and Yerokas. Which is the quote, then they have two Mishnah Berurahs against them, and also not the tight towards the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says what? Betzal, but Tznoin, that you don't make a Macha against them. Chor, Daka, but Tznoin, but Tzal don't make a Macha, and we regularly walk as the Maestro, the Chor is Mutter, and Nachal Yizor. Now, the way of the Chaznish, the Maestro, he does not like this Het of Altar. And the only time he wants to make a on the Het of Altar is only when you have Tzirufim. For example, Altar with Ein Toichen, Nachat Toichen will be Mekel. Or the Altar when the food is right to be eaten by the person itself. When you have a Tzirf of Yerokas with the Altar, then it'll be Mekel. He says, well, let's say it cannot be eaten in the Matzav as it is right now. He says, for example, let's say kids, you cannot eat it right now, you have to match it with the children. He says, anyone be sent only the head of the altar? He says, his words are chayv chattas. We do not go like the Amor. The Amor is only saying the Rashba betzirif toichen achatoichen or betzirif of Yerokas. If you do not have, and Yerokas means the definition of chanish, is roi to be eaten right now. If it's not roi by kid to eat unless you grind up with the kid, since he cannot be eaten in the matzah it is right now, therefore he says, for the kid, the maisi is dealing with chayv chattas, and therefore he argues on the Amor not to be sent on it. Amor should quote the chanish. And the Moshe says the Chanish is a Pella. He says, what are you doing against the Simas HaPalestin? Why are you doing that for? Fine. For the Maestro, and therefore he says, Ulev HaNefesh to be Machmer. Otherwise, the Moshe says, Avad Ikad in Laotas Mutu. And the Chanish Maestro wants to be Fakhmer, he wants to argue. Now, in this Gen of Altar, we see a Yisoid over here, a very important Yisoid. What is Dak Dak? What is definition? Toichen is grinding things up, to pulverizing it, to making it to flour. We come along and take Yerokas, cutting vegetables, and the Maestro was saying, you're making it Dak Dak, the Maestro Yiver, and Isser, and Isser, and Reiso. What is the getter of Dak Dak? So it's very clear, Mishabur, Be'alokha, Bingzan, Le'Reim. The Reim says, what is the getter of Dak Dak? Shir Dakusam, Le'noi Delano. We don't know the Shir. Very clear that we don't know what's to be clear, what the getter is. So now, Maestro, we have to know, we're not clear at a certain level, but you take an apple, cut it in half, that's Dak Dak, or why not? So where do you draw the line that we are clear? Where do you draw the line that we're not clear? If you read the Mishnah Berurah, there seems that there are three levels over here. What's going on? What's the law over here? There's a
There seem to be three levels between the Mishnah Berurah. Come along with the Nachlas Tzvi. It can be before the Magen Avraham Nachlas Tzvi. He writes, one time there's only two levels. He says, the basis of Matkon is what? By Yerokas, do all the altar, but do Gdolz Ktas. Make it a little bit small. He says, why? If doing Gdolz Ktas, it's all Dak Dak. Why do the altar for? So he says, once the Gdolz Ktas, it's Mutter. Even not altar. And therefore he argues the Meisayisim and says, even not something that's also in Mutter. The Meisayisim, the Meshavu is like, there are three levels of error. The Meshavu brings down, has to be Gdolz Ktas, the Gam Yasamu Chusudasayim. That means it seems to be there's a level that is Dak Dak Deraiso. The level that we're not sure about. That'll be Mekel Samu Chusudasayim. And then there's a level that we're sure about. Three separate levels. So again, there's a level that Deraiso, even Samach won't help. There's a level that Lemaisa, that Samach does help. Is Gdol Ktas in between level. And that's something that Al the Pasha Gdol Ktas. Now, to give a definition of what that is, there's a level that's Dak Dak, that even Samach won't help. Even Samach won't help. Nochel Izzar is Gdol Ktas. Nochel Izzar, something that's in between. No, depends on Rishon. According to the it's Motir. Nochel Izzar, there's a level that could be, that's Dak Dak, Samach will be Mach before, Nochel Izzar, or Betzal and Sain in the place. There's a level that Gdol Ktas, that Samach is Motir like Atchilo. And then there's a level that's even at Samach be Motir, above that. Now, there are certain Svarim do not seem to know there are three levels, there are one or two levels. I don't know if Aydin the Sefer seemed to go that way. The Shain Alochas also went that way in his first couple of prints. In the sixth print, in his Tikkun of Aesophis, he's misaking it, and it makes it the three levels. And he said the whole letter of Gdol Ktas, and that's going to Samu Ksadasai. Fine. I don't know, Shtrimach seemed to go that way, but the Pasha, again, to read the Mishmur, there seem to be three levels over here. I don't know why some Malachim went to only two levels. They went Gdol Ktas and Mutter, and not Gdol Ktas is going to be. It's going to be also in the three levels. Gdol Ktas only Mutu and Samu Ksadasai. Now, once we have three levels, we have to find what's the get of Dak Dak. So, first, one case, before we get to what the three levels, one Shaila of Dak Dak. Is it when you do a Saiba Urch and Saiba Urchiv, or is it only by one without the other? Is it slicing and dicing, or is it slicing? You take a cucumber and you slice it straight down, it's very thin. Is that Teichen? Or you have to slice it down very thin and then cut it the other way. And then that's Teichen. Is Teichen Dafka this way? But Teichen, it has to be both, slicing and dicing. Is it Oyrach Ve'Roichav, or only Oyrach and only Roichav? So the Makar, the Gdol Achonim coming from, is the Gemara. The Gemara Dafa Yindal and Vezes costing chopping wood, making the twigs. Now over there is very clear, taking Konim, you're making the very thin twigs for fire. Lemaises, the Loch is clear, is cutting it straight down, only on the Oyrach, and not the Roichav. It's very long, but it's very thin. It's Nech Neged of Teichen. The shell is this Michael Oichel is the same clump of wood. So on one side there's a Tzemach Tzedek, very clear. He says Sai by Oichel is right from Konim, and Sai by Konim. The loch is just cutting it very thin, taking a cucumber, cutting it very thin. Oirech Meiches Nichol Geder Toichen. Therefore, Chan Pinesku went this way, or Chashab is being down from Biashu this way. Those one time, even thin, straight Meiches Motor. Tzana Shendu Moshe. In Tshuva and Igris, in the Chalik Dalat, in Aindal, the Tshuva of Eider, if you look in the Sha'ilah, the question in Rav Eider Sefer that's not brought in Igris, Rav Eider Ist, Rav Moshe, what about Rav Ist, just point blank, the Tzemach Tzedek wants to be Machmer. So in the Sha'ilah, you don't know that Rav Moshe knew the Tzemach Tzedek. In the Igris, you don't know. But in Rav Eider Sefer, where the question was posed, you see that Rav Moshe knew the Tzemach Tzedek, and then Chaim Noh, who said Lemaisa is also, and over there, Rav Moshe said, no, Lemaisa is a chilah between Konim. I'm two vegetables. By Kodim, you finish the tachlis. Right now it's a twig. It's ready right now. There's nothing more to do with it. Now it's ready to be burned. By food, you can make it very thin. You still have to chew it. You still have to cut it. You still have to do a nocha maita toichin. It's not completely done. The matzav is not right now. The tachkun is not a finished product of tchino. You still have to cut. So since it's not a finished product of tchino, said of Moshe, said of Shlomo Zalman, Shuman, he quotes a Moshe, he says, Ik is like a Moshe, that the only reason why we ask the Oirech without the Reichem, one without the other, because it's a finished product. Therefore, we did a Maisa Teichen. However, when it's not a finished product, buy food, you still have to do a Maisa of tchino with your mouth. Therefore, do Oirech without Oirech, we're not chayiv, unless you Oirech be Reichem. And therefore, the Chodeshani went like a Moshe. Oh, we'll get to that also. We'll get to that. Well, first, Oyech Ruech, Machlokit Dol HaPoishkim, Machlokit Dol Shokol, HaPoishkim is Maneinu. What the loch is Oyech Ruechav, slicing and dicing, or is it only slicing without dicing?
Now, based upon this, let's first go to the next level. We're saying something that Gdolus Ksas, Lamaisa, is going to be Samach. Anything above that is Mutter. What level is above that Lamaisa will be Mutter? What is out of the Parsha that even Achaz Man, even 5 hours before, and, or the night before, Lamaisa is Mutter? So the way how they bring down from the Ashiv, that anything more than Yemei Achol, anything more than the weekday, Lamaisa, is going to be out of the Parsha totally. It's not going to be Nichol Negeda of Tarichin. Rav Ida goes this way, the problem with Rav Ida calling the Bris Oilam, Rav Binom Zilber, and Binom Zilber discussing together of Samach. Fine, but Maisa, Rav Ida, Rav Yashar, they go together, Yoisi Mimea Chol, that's more to even at Samach. Even at Samach. It's one Mahalach. The way I have Cholom, it seems like the Sefer Cholom, he says the Gedder is when it's harbe more than what you do Yimei Chol. It's not, because he's going to make levels, it's a lot more than Yimei Chol. Not Sam Yoisi Mimea Chol, it's a lot more than Yimei Chol. The way Rav Shlomo Zalman went, he writes, that something that you need to do a Maisa Tchina after you cut it off, Maisa out of the parasha. So therefore, since when you make vegetables, and when you put in your mouth, you still have to chew, still, the final product of is not here. Therefore, it's even Mutter, even not Samach Sudasa. I mean, any Torah cell that you had is made in front of you, you have to chew. He says that even Mutter, not Samach. And the Olatin says, all our Torah salads, he says, Olatin is Israeli, and Israeli makes Israeli salads, much more thin than the American salads. Olatin says, all our salads are Mutter, they're not necessarily get a dakta. Why? Because out of the parsha, it has to be dak dak. As these salads, you have to chew. That's nichol neged of dak dak. Mikotzer mamish the other side of the spectrum. This girl says anything that is not eaten by itself gets eaten together. Two things together. That's nichol vado neged of toichin. If you cut up and eat together, we have mamish kotzer. What's out of the parsha? Now I'm trying to quote the sources. People who quote these sources seem to mix up what they're saying. But the sources where themselves are saying we're mamish. We have so a full gedom. What's out of the parsha? Yosim Echol, Harbi Yosim Echol, what you have to chew with your mouth, or whatever you eat together, only eaten by itself is out of the parasha at all. And the way how the Yosha Moshe and the Shabbos kitchen know, anything that you eat two things together is ready in the parasha of Toichin. Then you cut it, that means you eat one thing in your fork, that's not Toichin. You cut a tomato, you eat one thing, that's not Toichin. Two in a fork, that's ready in the parasha of Toichin. Mamash, the Mamash are careful from Shlomo Zalman says anything you have to chew is not the parasha of Teichin. Mamash, Kotzer. Strange, it tells us from his name, we have hundreds and hundreds of years of Teichin, no one gives us what the get of Dak Dak is. The Mashiach was very clear, no one seems to know. No one knows what the get is. The Niskarelis. In Amakai Sheshimi. Chotoshon seems to say the same thing, but that's the getter. And the last Mahalach, which Olam seems to say over, the Nishma Shabbos being down to the Yosha Moshe and the Shabbos, the kitchen is going this way. Whatever the Balabas, the Noshim called Dak, it's little get of Dak. Whatever the out of the get of Dak, the Noshim called Dak, the out of the get of Dak. Now, there is a shell that all point out what defines Noshim, because people call things differently, not me Noshim. What defines the get of Dak? Or also, like you said, Yosim Meichol. I mean, some people, Meichol, they manage to be very thin. Yes, it goes by Yechidim, does it go by Kvalius, do you look at the general parasha, not clear. This is how to get what's out of the parasha, totally, it's even more not Samach. Now, what is the Nichol again that Samach you say do Gdol Ksas? So where the Bris Olam goes, and brought down by the Shabbos home, and there was a fact, this is the Gedder, is Yosef Mimeichol. That means the Gedder, the Asher says, out of the parasha, they come along and say, that's the Gedder, what's Mutu, when Samach, that's Gdol Ksas. The way the Kvalim goes, he says, when's a lot Mimeichol, then it's even not Samach. When it's little from Mimeichol, then Maisa Mutl B'Samach. Lack little, it doesn't really explain much, and say much. Fine. Now, practically what to do, these are just words, these are definitions. Practically, Maisa, if you go to Moshe, Mahalach, Pshan, Ramon, Mishavua, the Be'ikr, Samach, Be'ikr, Mutter. Ulai Ba'Nefesh B'Machmer, so then Be'ikr, of course, not really much of a problem. Even Magavot, Mishavua, ends up in Limchleis, by Tznayin, Mitzal, but Lechura, Yesh Lodin of our vegetables are really cut very small. If you go to the mouth from the Zalman, certainly it's not a problem. And certainly, as far as I see, what the Olam does practically is the Noshim decide what the getter of Gdol Ksas is. No one really seems to really deal with it. And again, then really, are the Svarim not really deal with it until we start having these Dor Malach and so many Svarim around. And then the Ikar and Hoga, they bring down the Gdol Ksas. The Minik is to cut salad. The Beis Yosef brings down, the Minik is to cut salad, dot. And Beikar, you have the Maisa Magar Ram, and that Sosim Lekulo, the Mishnah the Ramah, the Sosim Lekulo, Beikar the Paiskim, the Sosim Lekulo, the Samach Sosim, the Maisa is Mutter, and Suli is what to be Samach upon. And Lechor, you do a job because Suli, you have Lechor, Vadat's Mutter. So we went through Bikin right now to be Klolim.
Mitzad cutting vegetables, machlokes ashokol. The Machaber says we pass in schayiv. Mitzad the klal toichel nachatoichel, machlokes yushayim. We pass in beikah toichel nachatoichel. Maisa is mutter. Those ones say yeshmaishu machlok do some tzvasai. And the din of samach, the maisa the minigus we make of samach, and nochel izor to be vidalut ksas.